Coming up to 8 minutes after 4 o'clock here on CBC Radio 1. As you've been hearing, it is International Women's Day, and some not so good news about the unemployment rates for women in Manitoba. A report released today by the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives shows that jobless rates for women since the pandemic began have shot up from 4.4% to 7.1%, making Manitoba the second worst province for women who want to work. Where have the jobs disappeared from? The economic downturn has impacted women working in hospitality and service industries, but one area that's been the less hard hit is infrastructure. So, construction, manufacturing, and trades offer a way forward for what some economists call the she-covery. Our next guests have been working hard to attract more women to those sectors. Nicole Chabot is the owner of Chabot Enterprises Limited, a heavy construction company. Hello.
Good afternoon.
And Colleen Monroe is president of Hugh Monroe Group, also a heavy construction company. Thanks for joining us, Colleen.
Hey, great. Thanks for having me.
Nicole, let's start with you. Why are women still underrepresented in construction and manufacturing?
Well, Faith, I think, our industry's done a lot of great work, and we continue to do that great work of putting those opportunities out there, but we really still have a long way to go with making known to the women today in the workforce and those young women that are coming up through the workforce of all the opportunities that really do exist out there in construction for them. And I think Colleen would agree with me. Certainly, there's a phrase, you can't be what you can't see. And I think that, there's a need to highlight the success stories that currently exist to really put that in front of people, and especially young girls and women, and have them know that there's a lot of opportunity here for them.
Colleen, I want to ask you then, you've been in the construction industry for nearly four decades. Is not highlighting the wins one of the biggest obstacles for women that you've seen, or are there other obstacles, do you think?
I think that's a part of it, but I think it really has to start in our schools. I mean, both Nicole and I are in the business because it was a family business, and we were, again, as she said, we saw it, we were involved in it. But so many women and young women, the younger women that we can get into schools and say, this is an option. Our industry is a great, provider of good wages, benefits, and, not low pay for so many other industries for women. And I think today's announcement by the government of actually working with, say, the Manitoba Construction Sector Council, which I chair, along with a bunch of other organizations such as Winnipeg Construction, Manitoba Heavy. They have also Manitoba Building Trades, Manitoba Home Builders, First People Development. All of us have been providing now partnerships to work together. So with the announcement of government today and the vision that they have together with the partners that we've formed, it gets the information out and be able to do, like, say, for the River East School Division, there's now in grade 12, there's a program offered, it's with Manitoba Heavy, of getting these women ready for the construction season and employable this year.
Nicole,
the biggest thing.
And in our last half hour, Nicole, we spoke to an RBC economist who talked about reliable and affordable childcare. What have you seen in your work that points to perhaps one of those challenges that women face?
Yeah, I do recognize, there's been a ton of work now going into attracting people to the sector, and especially young girls and women to our workforce. There's been tremendous uptake from, progressive employers who are making that space for women to enter into the construction field and have them be supported and be part of the team. And now where I'm really seeing is that last leg of that marathon that is a little bit falling short, where we really need that support now, because it really does fall to the women to be the caregivers in the family. And I think the pandemic has highlighted that. When there were shutdowns and there was homeschooling, it was predominantly the women that were being put in those roles to be staying at home with the kids. And now as things get back to normal, we really do need to have a strong support network for the women that are going to be in our industry so that they can have that opportunity to be at work and work the hours that we work in construction, but also know that there are supports there to help them with the other side of life, which is being a mother and having a family. So,
I mean, Colleen, you're involved in STEM and associations and organizations helping attract more women. From what you've seen, what programs or which programs do you think are the most effective? And do any of them include the reliable and affordable child care?
I can't say they really, the child care is still usually left up to the families. But I will tell you that within, like I said, the school divisions that we're working with now, and the training, and we have simulators now that, we're at, say, partnering with MITT, that we can get women out there within to get interested in the trades and working in the trades. But unfortunately, I think that, government has put some, plans for healthcare to help women. But as Nicole says, I have to agree, that is always seems to still be a bit of a stumbling block as the child care.
Nicole, perceptions that are still out there with respect to working in these sectors, some of the things that I've heard in the past, that some might find construction intimidating, very male-dominated, may even involve dangerous activities. What perceptions are still out there when it comes to working in those sectors, Nicole?
It's funny. I was part of a panel that discussed that pretty recently in 2020, and it's interesting to see the perceptions that are out there, that it's long hours and there's not a lot of rewards. And I mean, it's not true. There are great careers in construction. As Colleen has mentioned, we offer great wages, steady income, lots of benefits. I think the industry itself, we're not great at promoting all of the, great opportunities that we have and how rewarding a career in construction can be, because we're just so busy getting the job done. And we forget that, sometimes we're a little too humble in our industry. And I think we do need to really highlight, how far our industry has come so that people can be aware that a lot of those stereotypes, they really don't hold weight anymore. They're not accurate.
Colleen, how would you sell this industry to women?
I would say for women that are sort of worried about, the rough and tough, I think a lot of cultures have changed now. We all are providing respectful workplaces. We provide, a lot of safety programs within the companies and inside education. So that also, I think, maybe will demystify of, being worried or scared or unsafe. So I think that there's been many, many changes in the last few years within our industry. And like I said, we are really needing to attract women, because I think there's only maybe 3% within the construction industry. And I think over the next few years, our industry needs over 8,000 people. So we want women. Like I said, I'm always a proponent of women. I think my own opinion is they handle equipment, they're safer. There's just a lot of characteristics that we should want women within our industry.
Nicole, as we think about a potential she-covery, and you look at your history there and the changes as well, what would you say is what something that you love about the profession as you sort of look ahead?
Well, I love to see this evolution in our industry, and growing up in it and seeing how it's progressed. There's so much opportunity for people that are passionate about the industry. There's so much growth and innovation going on right now. And I think that that's really exciting for us. And I think that it's a great opportunity for anyone who's interested in a career in construction to get in now. But certainly, of course, our young women out there that are interested.
Nicole, appreciate the time. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And Colleen, I'm sure we'll be talking again. Take good care.
Thank you so much. Bye now.
Nicole Chabot is the owner of Chabot Enterprises Limited, a heavy construction company. Colleen Monroe, president of Hugh Monroe Group, also a heavy construction company. If you missed that interview with the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives, you can hear it on our CBC Listen app or look up Information Radio with Marcy Marcuse this morning. You can also read more on our website, cbc.ca/Manitoba.